He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed.
Hi, everybody. It's Jim Freed. Welcome to Freed on Business. This week, we've got a tremendous show. We've got my good friend, Danny Urbisi. We're going to talk about buying apartments all across the state of Florida. Danny represents high net worth investors looking to buy apartments. We're also going to talk with our friends, Olivia and Jeff from DeepLocks. We're going to talk about how DeepLocks can help you find affordable housing and get the edge on finding the real estate deal that you want to do. We'll be right back with more Freed on Business after this. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
All right. Hey, looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
All right, back to the show. Olivia's on her way over here. Her team is setting up her gear. We're going to talk a little bit more with Danny Urbisi to find out what the modern site selector for apartments is looking for. Danny, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's my pleasure. Now, Danny and I met, I got to modify my little look there and get myself in there. Danny and I met about, 12 years ago. Danny was a student at UF. He was an undergrad, but at the time we were only doing real estate networking with the graduate students, and Danny single-handedly brought the undergraduate program back to University of Florida for real estate and helped a lot of people get involved in real estate. Danny, I gotta give you your props. High five, here you go.
Thanks, Jim.
Boom.
Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. There's a lot of people that are gonna benefit from that.
I gotta say though, there was, Sean West really helped me out tremendously. He was the president before Kyle Wood and I took over, so. Yeah, there were a few people involved, and I definitely wasn't the only one, but all of us made the collective effort to get the project, and obviously the club back off the ground, which is still active today, so it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a tremendous legacy for you and the rest of the folks. Now, Danny, let's say you get on your Harley, you're going to look for an apartment site, you get on your Harley, you get on I-75, where do you stop and what do you look for?
Well, I think I would start with reaching out to brokers and looking for both stuff they have on their books and then off-market transactions. Obviously, if it's off-market, we might have a little bit more wiggle room potentially on price and then potentially on value if we're not competitively bidding up. Because a lot of these sites, you know, especially Urban Infill, if it's a really, really good site for the product that I want to build, at that point, we may have competition to take it down. So
you'll definitely have competition. So what gives you an edge on the competition? Why would a broker think of coming to you first?
We have all cash and we can close fast.
Well, that's what brokers like.
It's always a good thing, yeah.
Do you require site plan approval before you close?
Yeah.
Okay, see, there you go. So that's what makes him institutional, makes it hard to do deal with. But if you've got a land seller and they want to get a retail price, they're going to have to wait. Now, Danny, let's talk a little deep blocks. Talk a little deep blocks here. Let's say that there was a artificial intelligence program that you could click on and you could determine whether or not a property from your house, whether or not there was vacant land, whether or not that land sat next to a duplex or some other thing that was built a number of years ago. And let's say that you could tell whether or not that was in an opportunity zone. Would that be something useful?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
How about that? Seems like I got another buyer for you, Jeff. So you see, we're going to be pitching this Deep Blocks program. It's great stuff. I really don't want the whole world to know because then they're going to compete with me. I've already had my clients out there looking at it, and they're already going to want to subscribe to it. So we've already got some new folks for Olivia, and that's Olivia now. Hold on. Oh, boy, I love this new setup. This is great. It actually gives you insight on who I am and what I'm doing and what I think and how I live my life. And isn't that what this is really all about? Because really, one of the things we do this for is we do this to get information out to everybody. We also do this so that people can get to know me and my guests and feel more comfortable with them. It's all about saying hello. People go, Jim, why do you blog? Why do you do the podcast? Why'd you do the radio show? And the reason I do it is it's not really about me. It's about my friends and the people that listen. It's all about you. The reason I do it and I want to make it all about you is because everybody goes to me, Jim, how about this? How about that? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And so what I decided to do is I decided I would introduce the people that are in my life to the people that I know and get them together and mix them up. And it's just tremendous. I don't think I've done a deal in the last couple of years where the two people didn't know each other and where they both didn't support either my political campaign or Vivian. I have like 600 people. I don't need to do deals without anybody of those 600 people. PQ. I'm inviting everybody while we're talking. I'm going to invite Chris Qualman right now, who was the head of student government productions when I was at UF. He taught me what concerts were all about. And so what we've been doing here is we've been talking to Danny Urbisi, who's an institutional apartment site selector. We've been talking to our friends from Deep Blocks. I got Jeff here. He ain't going to show his face. Give me one of these. Boom. There you go. I got Jeff. There you go. You heard Jeff. And so we're talking to Danny and finding out whether or not a product like Deep Blocks would be of use to him. And it seems like it would be. So, Jeff, I'm going to talk a little bit about Deep Blocks. And you correct me if I'm wrong.
Please.
Okay. Because after this, we're going to have Olivia Ramos on. Olivia is the founder of Deep Blocks. A heck of a lot smarter than me. Used to work for DARPA. She's a secret agent for real estate. That's true. So what I like about Deep Blocks is Deep Blocks is an artificial intelligence software. Does that mean that it keeps learning every time I do a search, Jeff?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it does.
It does. Look at that. See, Jeff is talking loud enough to get on the video and everything here. We don't have Jeff wired up, but hey, I'm going to do it like this. So Deep Blocks does artificial intelligence, and Danny would use it to find a site. So let's say before Danny gets on his motorcycle to go look for wherever, Deep Blocks covers all the major towns in Florida, right?
Yes, it does. We have all the parcel information for the whole state.
Okay, so Danny could, the day before he goes out, he could say he wants to look at, oh, I'll make it up St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg's kind of hot, right? And we're on radio, Danny. You should talk and say yes. Danny could get on the computer the night before, say a broker showed him this site, so he knows that site's vacant, and then he can look around that site to see other vacant parcels, see what it's currently zoned at, currently land used for, and things like that. Is that correct, Jeff?
Yes. The only thing to be aware of is that the data changes depending on the different city. So, for instance, in Miami, maybe that data is a little more robust where we'd have things like vacant land and things like that. Here in St. Petersburg, the data is just a little different. So we might not have as much information.
So. Okay. So Olivia Ramos, the genius behind Deep Blocks, just arrived. We're going to ask her to switch seats with Danny, and we'll be right back after this short message, and we're going to talk about how to use Deep Blocks to solve the affordable housing problem in South Florida and the United States. This is going to be great. Stick with us. Danny, give me one of these for being on the show. Boom.
All right, my pleasure. Back after this short break. Sorry for blowing out.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls go by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What's the Warren Henry Advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. And my love hope never to come back.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with more Freedom Business. We've got our good friend, Olivia Ramos. Olivia is the founder of Deep Blocks. She used to work for DARPA. She's a heck of a lot smarter than me. Welcome back to the show, Olivia Ramos.
Thank you for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, Olivia, let's talk about what we did yesterday. We went out with Jeff. We stopped in the middle of Wynwood. I don't mind telling people where we looked for the stuff. We went to middle of Wynwood. We stopped at just in the middle, walked out, and I said, how about that? And so we looked up the stuff on the Deep Blocks program. Tell me, what did we find out about any one of the parcels? Just tell me about the one big parcel. We found that one big parcel. What did we start to do?
So we looked at what it was zoned for and what that meant. So not just, for example, some of them were T5, but how many units you can build in those, and how high you can take those, how many floors you can build, what uses you can build, if you could do commercial, residential, office, hotel. So very quickly we walked around, we clicked on a few parcels of land and understood what the future potential was.
Yeah, and that sounds pretty dry and pretty straightforward. So let's talk about 2.0 on that stuff and what I did with it the next day. So without Olivia and Jeff, actually it was about an hour later, they were gone. I was meeting with one of my big development friends and I said, oh boy, you watch this. I'm gonna do a real estate doggy trick for you. So I went out there, I said, so what do you think? I said, look at this, this is being rebuilt. It's in Wynwood, it's gorgeous. You could probably lease it for a lot of money, but you can see the paint is peeling off. What do you think is really gonna go here in the next 5 to 7 years? He goes, I don't know. I go, I'll tell you what's going here. Boom, and I looked it up. Then I said, what do you think's going on across the street? That's got a for sale sign on. He goes, well, that's for sale. I go, yeah, but what do you think is going to go on? I go, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Boop, 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 boop. There it was right on the thing. I said, now, why don't we buy both of these and do what you want to do? He said, that's not such a bad idea. He goes, you think we could get another parcel? What's going on with that vacant parcel over there? I said, let's find out. And we did. And we found out he could do another 200 units there. So the point is, my client was able to sit with me at the intersection of wherever I was and vision what's going to happen with the future without a zoning map, without a fat book. It used to be that I used to have the guy would come. You know, the land use person, you could pick out whoever your favorite land use person was. Let's say I bring in Jeff Burkow. Burkow will come with his big book. Well, I gotta get my hand. It's bigger than the screen. And he would say, well, on that spot, you can do, and then we can do, then you can do, and so that's what you can do. I sat there and I did that. Now, granted, it's not perfect, but it tells me what I could also do, and I could do it myself, so I can at least eyeball it and say yes or no fast. A fast no is very valuable. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So tell me, how do you do that?
Well, did you show your client the smart search capability? Have we talked about that?
What do you mean?
Well, once you identify what your client wanted, which was something,
right,
for example, that you can do 65 units per acre,
right,
that had a certain volume, then you can go to smart search and look for all the pieces of land that match that description.
So I could find out, yeah. So what I did was I took all, I don't want any structures. Then I did a little structure. I did the structure should be small. It should be built before 1954. And then it shows that. And if that's next to a piece of land, well, I've either got an opportunity or a problem, depending on how you look at it. I have an opportunity if it's zone T6 and the planning department and the historical preservation and the neighborhood folks don't get involved. Probably have to do is incorporate that into my plan somehow, or replace it or do something with it. Maybe you could even build it and incorporate it and give the facade, which is what a lot of people are doing today. If you go up and down Northwest 2nd Avenue, you'll see a lot of people are doing historic retrofit, and all they're doing is leaving the big main facade. That's my Panerai. I got a really nice Panerai watch. A big fat facade support right in the middle, and they say that makes it historic. God bless the city of Miami. We won't talk about all that today. So, Olivia, who would use this besides me and my genius friend Danny Urbisi over there? He's a smart. You are the two smartest people I know.
So first you asked me how we do it.
Yes.
So our goal was to integrate all the calculations and math that nobody really wants to do surrounding the zoning, the construction cost, the market data, and give you everything in a single formula.
So wait. So when I go and look, I would call up my friend the architect. Well, what I really do is I would send Danny the survey, and you would check the geometry, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we give Danny the survey and we check the geometry. But there's so much more to it than the geometry, because Danny would have to go out and he would have to do market research, drive around, do the phone calls. Danny would have to call up his favorite architect and try to get them to design a deal for free. You know, then he'd have to go and comp out the deal and find out what the pro forma would be. Can you help him with that? Loaded question, because I already know the answer.
Yes.
Oh, come on, you can't just say yes. Explain yourself.
So the platform allows has everything in one. You select the property and it gives you approximate construction cost depending on the use that you're plugging in. You can analyze any mixed use that includes retail, office, hotel, condo, multifamily, even industrial. And very quickly, you can understand what the project will look like. And it's really a filtering system. You don't get down into the details. And perhaps after you do that, then you go and you get the survey, right? Because then you want the exact numbers. But at the beginning, it's a back of the envelope calculation. It's a return on cost, you know, all equity, just to understand if the deal is worth doing or not. Like you said, to reach a no much faster saves a lot of time, money, and resources.
Well, let's talk social impact too, because a lot of the big institutional clients are starting to get graded on whether or not they do social impact investing as well. It's actually going to be something that's coming out about just the way you get LEED certified. You'll be able to get social certified. We talked about that with Casey Conway about a month ago, although Casey Cummings would probably want to talk about it too. And so one of the things is when you're doing business with Olivia, you're doing business with a Hispanic women-owned firm, huh? Right?
Right.
See that? So you're getting points on that too. So it's a great firm to do business with. She's one of the smartest person I know, other than my wife, because she married me. And so what other tools can be used? Like, okay, let's say this. I now am sold. I want to use Deep Blocks. Okay, I go out there, I do my thing with Deep Blocks. What's next? You know, it's not just for the big apartment developer. Your blog today is right on. It goes right to the individual investor and also to our topic today, which is affordable housing. Tell us about your blog this morning and what you said and what it meant.
Yes. So we looked at how many single family homes existed in Miami, LA, and New York as a comparable.
Right.
So Miami has 68% of the lots are zoned for single family. But a lot of these single families, you could do a duplex, sometimes three units. And
yeah, but they don't have a zoning for that. They don't have granny house zoning, or what do they call this? Like a term for that.
Actually, in one of the T3s, and it's very hard to find, you could do auxiliary homes.
That's the word, auxiliary
home. That's the granny house,
that's
but we don't call
house.
It that anymore.
Right, okay. So the auxiliary housing, which would be the apartment over the garage or the little cottage in the back, this is what Los Angeles is doing. I was at the affordable housing meeting last Friday for the city of Miami, and one of the people was saying that in Los Angeles, it went from 300 permits to 3,000 permits, now 6,000 permits in the last year. And just think, that 6,000 units that somebody could live in close to their work.
Yeah.
That is affordable.
In Los Angeles, we have the additional dwelling unit layer, so they can also identify it.
That's a zoning category? Well, why can't we do that here, commissioners? Huh?
So like I mentioned, some of them, very few of the T3 zonings do allow for auxiliary. And then the T3 opens allow, in most cases, for a duplex, depending on the size of the lot.
Okay, so every young person that wants to become an investor in real estate, she just told you how to do it.
It's a great way to start.
It's a great way to start, and I guarantee if you came up to somebody that you know that had $100,000.
Oh, yeah, or less.
Or less, but $100,000, and you said you found this opportunity this way, they'd give you the $100,000.
Sure.
Because you're smarter than the average bear. Now, let's talk about using this to do other affordable housing. You know, one of the things that I talked about the other day was that there's lots of vacant land in certain areas like the West Grove or Liberty City or Little Havana, and we can identify those sites with a click of a mouse, and we can even see if they're in an opportunity zone, which gets all kinds of extra people excited, right?
Absolutely. Not only that, but if you look at the hardest part of an affordable housing project is finding the right piece of land or the right building.
Yes.
For example, a great building scenario is one that goes over the allowable zoning because, you know, there's no point in tearing it down. So that's like a
But I get a bonus.
But you get, exactly.
I get a bonus.
So then the idea is if you reduce the time that it takes to find the right project, you're reducing the cost of the project, which, you know, affordable housing, the problem is it's really hard to get a good return.
It's very cost sensitive.
So everything you can save on optimizing the process of planning for it will be a benefit at the end and for the end user. In fact, about 30 to 35% of the problems with construction delays is poor planning. So if you use our software to plan the very initial stages, it will set up the rest of the stages to be more successful and help affordable housing become more feasible.
Yeah, or as I would say right behind me, it's a slam dunk. I love that. I was waiting for that all day. Of course, Vivian's next to Zoe, but I'm doing a slam dunk. I love that stuff. I love the slam dunk. And so, yeah, it's a green board. I'll admit it. It was all fake. But it was great, the NFL experience. So, people here, we have a big problem with affordable housing. And what I want to do is I want to talk about how to use your software to do that. Let's talk about Little Havana.
Okay.
Little Havana. We go up and down in Little Havana. And in Little Havana, I can take a look at where the single family, is there like one of these zones there in Little Havana where we could do this? Where you can do the granny housing? Because I talked to some people about this, just driving around.
It's the T3 Limited.
That's
where you
limited.
Have the auxiliary housing.
Okay.
And on the Mappy app, you could see by zone.
We didn't talk about the Mappy app yet.
Oh, okay.
The Mappy app is what I used yesterday when I was standing in the middle of Wynwood to look for deals. Let's do that right now. There's my friend said, let's get together for sure. We need deals. Well, hopefully he's listening. BD, are you listening today? So here's the Mappy Map app. It looks like a right angle. There it is, right there. That's it. And it looks like a right angle, and it's got these little dots in it. And you go, why do they have little dots in it? Because that's how you use it. So let's pretend we're going to do something here with this. So we open it up. Look at this. I'm loving life, huh? Select the city. We're going to do Miami, Florida. Nope, my finger was too fat. I didn't do
You
my
did head. Miami Beach. It's okay. Miami Beach. If you go back to the menu.
Menu.
And cities.
Menu, search.
Featured cities.
Oh, featured cities. There's Miami. There we go. There's
Miami. And
we're
launching 9 more cities this week.
And then I hit this and that drops a pin on where I am, right?
Mm-hmm. There you are.
There I am. Oh, there it is. There's the Hamilton right there, where we are.
But you wanted Little Havana, right?
Yeah, well, we can do here. We'll do here.
You
we'll
see that here. That red, right those here. Are the zoning areas.
There's the zoning areas.
And the see, yellow is the opportunity zone.
How about that? It's all on my phone. Are you getting a look at this, everybody? This is amazing.
And
all right.
Click on a piece of lot.
Click on one of the lots. Well, let's just click on that. That looks empty. And what that just told me was that that's vacant.
Here, you can bring it up.
That it's 18,000 square feet. That it's there's a zoning. There's all the thing. It told me everything you need to know to help do your profile. Now, it's not going to replace Kobe Karp or Behar Font or any of those other guys, nope. Bernard Ziskovich, but it is a guide for you so that you don't waste their time and money.
And you can look at many pieces of land at the same time rather than calling Kobe and saying, hey, I need a study on these 20 pieces so I can choose one. Kobe is better off going to the one that you already chose.
Yeah, and this is a great, great help for that. Now, let's say that somebody wanted to look for multifamily. Is there a way to look for multifamily?
Absolutely, yeah. We name all the uses and we're soon going to include that in the smart search. You can say, give me all the lots that I can do multifamily.
Now, we've got a lot of developers from across the country, actually. I got them from as far away as Texas watching. Do you have Dallas, Houston, Austin?
Yes, we have Austin, we have Dallas. And, I mean, Houston doesn't really have an official
zoning. They don't have zoning, code. I know, yeah.
But you can model anything, actually, because you can build anything. So the modeling software is really good.
So then, let's say we're back here, we're in Miami, we're in one of the enclosed neighborhoods that's got... how would I say it? Historic housing. That's not really the word I want to use. Anyway, great transitional housing. We're going to talk about how we can preserve that neighborhood and still build some great affordable housing. Stick with us. We're with the queen of affordable housing identification herself, Olivia Ramos, the founder of Deep Blocks. And we'll be back after this short message. You're the best.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.